Good Thursday evening, everyone. Jim Appel with the OklahomaFarmReport.com, taking a look at how the grain markets fared today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Good afternoon. The grain market started off this morning focused on this morning's export sales report, which came in neutral to even a little bit negative. The wheat came in at 233,000, and we were looking for 325 to 425, so we were below the lowest expectation there, which really is pretty bearish just because we can't get the opportunity to sell much wheat here at these prices, which you know, a lot of people are saying is $8, $7.50, $8 level is just a little bit too high in the world market, and that's reflected here. Corn sales came in at 12,600, which is virtually nothing. It was surprising to most traders that the corn was actually the strong commodity today. And then soybeans came in at 321,800, which was right in the middle of the range of 200,000 to 400,000. And soybeans were down just a little bit. As we moved through the day, we continued to feature what's been going on really for the past week, is everybody's focusing on tomorrow morning's National Agriculture Statistics Service report at 11 a.m. Again, this is the first time we've had it at 11 a.m., so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But that's the market tends to be positioning itself for that report. And if you look at it from a prior trade, you know, what happens before the report comes out, it looks like corn's going to be bullish and wheat and soybeans are both going to be negative. And that's no scientific thing. That's just watching how the wheat and corn and beans act going into a report. And a lot of times that'll kind of be indicative, not necessarily tell you exactly what it's going to do, but it'll be indicative of what it will say. The big number for the wheat is the all wheat winter seedings. And they're looking for about 42.585 million acres. The range is from 41.7 to 44.6. But as we all know in this Oklahoma and Texas area and in western Kansas, that it's been extremely dry. Now, yesterday and today we received some rain, but really for the most part, western Kansas, western Oklahoma, the northern panhandle, and eastern Colorado really didn't see much more than a half inch. A lot of places was less than a quarter inch. Now, if you get around Lubbock, it looks like they've got up to about 2 inches in areas, which will help cure some of the drought situation there, but mainly for cotton, not for wheat. So it'll be interesting to see how in April, when that crop progress report comes out, how that poor to very poor category will look like on the crop condition report. But really considering this rainfall not being what we thought it might be, the wheat being down, that's not a really good sign, and you would think the market would rally based on that.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Thanks, Justin. Turning to the markets this evening, the Kansas City March wheat contract is trading at 798.5. That's up 1.75. May wheat is trading at 808. That's up 1.5. July wheat comes in at 816. That's up 1.5. On Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat is opened at 746. That's plus 1.5. The May wheat is at 755. That's up 1.5. And July wheat is trading at 761.25. That's up 1. On the Chicago Board of Trade for corn, we have the March contract trading now at 699.75. That's down 1. May corn is at 696 even. That's down 1.5. And the December corn is showing 583.25. That's down 1. Looking at soybeans on the Chicago Board this Thursday evening, the January contract is trading at 1414.5. That's down 3.25. March is trading at 1375.5. That's down 4. And November's contract is 1279.25. That's down 2.75. That's a look at your opening markets this evening on the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Jim Appel.